Well, I think the research provides evidence that Australia really needs a broad national approach in order to direct the resources that are available for the homeless sector towards permanent supportive housing and also mental health services, which are specifically designed to support people with experience of homelessness to be able to meet their unique needs and challenges that they face. So I think we also need policies that encourage a lot more collaboration between homelessness agencies and housing providers, and also mental health services, so public hospitals, community mental health settings. Another thing I found in the research was that a lot of people in the study had access to general practitioners. So I think general practitioners could play an important role in that collaboration between all those services. And finally, another thing I think that's important in terms of policy is to ensure that people have access to long-term care. I think that people have really complex mental health care needs, and some people have chronic mental health care needs. So there really needs to be long-term care available. So, for example, I think one good thing would be to tap into the resources that are available in the private sector. So at the moment, if you want to see a psychologist and you have limited funds, you have to find a psychologist who bulk bills, and Medicare only allows 10 sessions per calendar year. So that's really not enough for people with chronic or complex mental health care needs. So I'd really like to see, as a policy change, that limit on the number of Medicare sessions available to increase, particularly for people who have experience of homelessness.
And these recommendations that you've put forth really are helpful and very much keep people who are experiencing homelessness right at the front in people's mind, especially with the trauma-informed mental health and care and things like that. It's definitely something that we need to start thinking about more when it comes to the topic of homelessness.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that we could use the findings to better support people who have experienced homelessness. A really great benefit of research is that it gives people a voice, that it provides evidence for what people are needing. And the research, I think, has, with our sample, who are people who experience chronic homelessness, it really demonstrated the extent of the trauma exposure, their mental health care needs, and that they would like help from mental health professionals. So I think it's really important that as a community we do our best to meet these people's needs.
Before we let you go this morning, future research is still needed to develop treatments for PTSD and other disorders for people experiencing homelessness. Can you tell us much about what this research may look like?
So with PTSD, a lot of research has been done where clinical trials have been carried out in the community. So we know what treatments are effective for PTSD, but we also know that in particular groups that have unique challenges, we can tailor that PTSD treatment, what's evidence-based treatment, to help to meet specific needs within groups. So, for example, we know that war veterans have particular needs, highly trauma-exposed group with PTSD, there are guidelines to help practitioners who are delivering treatment for people who have been exposed to war situations. Similarly, there are guidelines to support people who have been highly trauma-exposed by working in the emergency services. So I think what I would like to see in terms of future research are guidelines developed to help practitioners be able to deliver evidence-based treatment for specifically tailored for people who are experiencing homelessness, so they're still actually potentially exposed to trauma, and also people that have had that experience of homelessness and then are housed.
Well, thank you so much for joining me on the program this morning, Dr. Taylor, and walking us through your research and the very interesting findings and recommendations you've put forth.
Thank you so much for having me, Fiona.
Thank you so much. That was Dr. Catherine Taylor, a clinical psychologist, recently completed a PhD in health sciences at Swinburne University, sharing with us a new study which has looked into how trauma and homelessness are intrinsically linked and how trauma is a contributing factor in experiences of homelessness.